The House of Representatives voted last week to restrict non-humanitarian aid to Vietnam if Hanoi fails to improve its human rights record. The resolution, which now goes to the Senate, comes amid growing economic and military ties between the U.S. and Vietnam. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, Vietnam is also facing criticism from international human rights groups over its treatment of dissidents and ethnic minorities.
Earlier this month, a small crowd gathered outside Hanoi's People's Court. Inside, 73-year-old Colonel Pham Huy Dzong was on trial for jeopardizing the interests of the state. Dzong, a former party member and military historian, was arrested nearly 2 years ago, along with another dissident, 68-year-old Professor Tran Huy. Both were accused by authorities of sending messages critical of the government to groups overseas. Outside the court, plainclothes police and uniformed cops discouraged loitering. Friends and family members, journalists and diplomats waited anyway. One of those outside was 75-year-old Chan Dung Thien, a former bodyguard of Communist Vietnam's most revered leader, Ho Chi Minh. Uncle Ho, the veteran said, would not be happy if he saw what was happening here. Pham Huy Dzong's trial lasted just a few hours. He was found guilty and sentenced to 19 months, essentially time already served. In a separate trial, his associate, Professor Tran Huy, received a similar sentence. Daniel Alberman of Amnesty International.
We're relieved that these elderly and in many cases ill old men are being released. But on the other hand, we're talking about a small number of well-known people, and for every one of these people, there's an unknown number of individuals who are just not known in the outside world who are having been given long sentences in prisons in Vietnam for just the same thing.
Vietnam is also facing continued international criticism following this spring's violent demonstrations in the Central Highlands, where security forces clashed with disaffected ethnic minorities known as Montagnards. Vietnam says the protests were the work of outside agitators. Authorities say 3 people died in those clashes. Human rights groups say many more were killed or injured. Many Montagnards have now fled, either hiding in the dense jungle or making their way across the border into neighboring Cambodia. A few days ago, Human Rights Watch researcher Sarah Colm accompanied a UN convoy to the border area.
There's still a heavy security presence in the highlands. There are roadblocks in front of almost every village. People need written permission to leave their villages, even to go to their farm fields. Many people are missing. Many people never came back after the demonstrations.
Vietnam says those who fled to Cambodia left the country illegally and insists the situation in the Central Highlands is now peaceful. And Vietnam's foreign ministry spokesman Lê Dung bluntly dismissed last week's U.S. House bill promoting freedom and democracy in Vietnam, calling it a gross interference in the country's internal affairs.
First, America has no right to judge the human rights record of any other country. In addition, we reject the allegations made in the resolution.
While quick to dismiss foreign criticism, some in the government do worry about Vietnam's image abroad, as it strives to improve and expand economic and political ties with the West. And despite the criticism, many diplomats and human rights workers agree that the Vietnamese government deserves credit for a number of achievements. Reducing poverty, improving literacy, and making the internet widely available, though heavily regulated. Is there freedom of speech, freedom of religion, a free press? Asked one diplomat rhetorically. No. But most people are doing better now than they were a decade ago. As long as the economy continues to grow and people have some personal freedoms and some economic freedom, another diplomat said, not many will be willing to push the regime too hard. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.